Last night, after we had watched TV for way too long, I'd gone to bed. I was getting ready for bed, and I go back, and you know, I'm getting in bed, and I'm about to fall asleep. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to send Chris a text because like he did really well, and like he's taking steps in the right direction. And so I sent him a text, and I was like, hey man, I'm really proud of you. Like I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. And right before I hit send, I get a text from him, and it says, I was buff today. And then I hit send, and I'm like, damn it, I hate that I just sent that now, because he's, and so I look it up, I was like, surely that's not real. Yeah, at 2:00 in the morning, I was buff today, right before I sent, I love you, dude, and I'm super proud of you.
Wait, let me see it. So it looks like,
yeah,
I said I was buff today, and then you said I love you, dude. I'm super proud of you. So that's what it was about.
No,
about.
No,
that
no,
was
no,
about.
No, I sent mine first, and like you had your little phone, and yours went through immediately because it's like analog or whatever. Mine's digital.
Analog.
Because I got a flip phone.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not taking into account the fact that I was buff yesterday,
man. And
I am. I continue to be buff. So both things can be true, dude.
God, yeah, it bothers me.
It bothers you.
I wish I could have unsent that.
Yeah.
It just really annoys me. He just like constantly talks about himself.
We were both thinking about how cool it is. You were thinking of me, and I was thinking of me. That's very, very, very sweet.
Typical. That's very typical.
Really, y'all don't know this. Y'all in danger. I'm a threat. I'm a gamble with your life. You should know that it's a threat. It's a threat. You know I ain't letting up. My foot is on your neck. Yeah. Take my word for it. It's a promise and a threat.
Just in case, dude.
Oh,
I know.
Well, that's good. Oh, that's great.
Well, as I know, you've been my friend for how long?
Yeah, a long time.
He does a nice thing. He says, dude, I'm at the coffee shop you like. I'm going to get you coffee. And he goes, I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to get you coffee. And I go, he's going to forget the ice, dude. I told him that.
I did forget the ice.
You didn't? Where's the ice?
It's in the van.
Enrique said you forgot the ice. Oh, he's trying to play you?
I've been his friend for a long time. Why would I forget the ice?
Oh, he forgot the ice. You can tell, dude. So look, he's like, I know he got it hot. So how did he fuck it up? Did he try to make his own? If he tried to make his own, I'm done, dude. If he tried to make his own, I'm done. That's not, I'm going to go nuts. Because it was so good, and he's going to fuck it up by trying to add shit to it, dude.
What did he do?
I don't know. Because he said, it's hot. He got me a hot one. Where's the cup for the hot one is my
this
point.
This is a hot one, but... I don't think this is an espresso.
What did you get?
Just plain black Americano.
These are all labeled. These are not labeled, so he tried to do some MacGyver shit.
Yeah, that's clearly yours.
It's going to be so Chris fun. Like this.
And then, yep, and then left. And I don't know which one it is, and it's...
So this one?
David, come over here
David,
for a second.
Were you just drinking that one and said this one's yours?
Yeah.
David! Which one is mine?
One shot over ice.
But you didn't get the ice.
Ice is in there.
I understand, but you said you got it hot.
Yes.
So what happened though?
I got it hot and they poured it over ice.
They poured it over ice? You poured it over ice! I knew it, dude! I knew it! Bro, how well do I know him? He doesn't know me.
Look at him. He's running away.
How well do I know him? He doesn't know me.
You're dead.
I knew it, dude.
He probably said, I fucked up.
Yep.
Chris wants it over ice. Just give me a couple cues.
Oh, God.
Did you guys get coffees delivered to you?
How well?
You got coffees delivered to you without even asking?
How well do I know
dude.
My friend? Dude. How well do I know my friend, dude?
You do.
He doesn't know me, and that's so fucked up.
You guys got coffees without even asking? Like,
God, I know my friends, man.
Yeah, you do.
Because I'm a good guy, and I'm surrounded by bad guys, including you, Sam.
No, I'm a good guy.
You documented it, so you're a good guy.
Oh.
We got the hotel right next to the theater. We like that. And we got some pizza places. It's going to be good, dude. Pizza place, breakfast cafe. Ooh, nice. Oh, we're not going to be here for breakfast. We're leaving tonight. But yeah, Springfield, Missouri. Here we go. Don't push me.
Watching. Like,
would that be a good show?
Watching.
Look. What is he studying it for? Yeah. Dude, this is David.
Why is he still going?
Where is he going?
He walks up to the people and just...
Oh, he did that?
To pretend to walk around to look at the things so we could go to the bathroom because he knew we were going to get on it because those were the restrooms were.
Yeah, he's still going. He went
he's
to the
gone.
Restroom.
Look at
What were you doing over there?
Looking at the art, looking at the history of the building. This place was up.
Dude, the history of the building, bro. You got some fucking nerve, dude.
What's the history of the building, David?
Dude, so the original diner right there, back in the 30s, used to sell eggs and muffins and bacon, just regular sandwiches for 50 cents.
There you go. Now you can forget about that.
And for the last 7 years, ever since 2016, this has been the best breakfast place in Springfield. So, you guys didn't know that.
That's...
You know who did? I didn't know. See, I would figure as artists, you guys would be interested in the art, and like the history, and like the, you know, the things that's meaningful about places, but I guess you guys don't leave with your heart like I do. I leave with my heart. I guess you guys leave with your...
Also, can we go back to the slavery talk?
No.
No!
Sam, you love to go back to that.
Yeah.
And you... Sam, I'm a... whoop your ass.
Yeah, and I agree.
I'll watch.
I'm gonna whoop your ass too, Sam.
Okay.
I'll watch.
Yeah. I need Sam to get his ass whooped. Everybody's whooping Sam's ass tonight.
Because if you think about black people, we can feel when there's a white person that needs to get their ass whooped in the vicinity.
Okay.
And they know you're near. There's nobody that loves slave talk more than Sam. And I want the world to know that.
He says, really? Really?
What did you just do?
Why'd you just dip your
finger? Because I was going to see if the syrup was hot.
Do it again.
Do you think that they can heat this up for me? They can heat the syrup. Oh, you can't just put this on the grill? Put that on my grill like that?
I can't take it back.
Look at Chris's face.
I just...
David, stop.
David, why would you?
And I wanted a piece to taste that.
Oh,
you're still going to taste it.
Not with the dipped in the syrup.
No, I'm getting a fresh one for you guys.
Lulu asked us about Robin Thicke's son. And David goes, he got a thick ass.
She said, she asked about Robin Thicke.
Okay.
I said, Robin Thicke got a thick ass.
Robin Thicke has a thick ass?
Yeah. And then I said, just like Gonzalez has a Gonzalez ass.
No.
Sullivan has a Sullivan ass.
This is where he's wrong.
Hard stop right there.
That's not the joke. You guys are ruining my brunch.
So you never look at Lulu's ass?
Of course not.
Wow.
She likes it, but also it's kind of like...
I'm not like David, but I'm still like David.
Everybody, that is my mom. That's my mom. Back, way back when. With her goose, with her duck, whatever that is.
We found some blacks that want to whoop Sam's ass. Come on, fellas.
My ass?
Why? You got a skillet.
I'm a black.
Hey, hey, man. It's good.
Hit you with the fries.
Hey, that's good. Real black shit because he got a skillet and he about to whoop your ass.
It's time. That's your ass. I'm a threat. Oh, yeah. Really, y'all don't know this. Y'all in danger. I'm a threat. I'm a
threat. Gamble with your life because you know that it's a threat. It's a threat. We're in Springfield, Missouri. Shit in the alley, but life still rips. We're here, baby. We're getting this signed by Chris D'Elia. Got the bean greet after.
Seeing Chris for the second time for me.
First time for us. We had tickets, and then COVID happened, ruined it. So we've been waiting a couple years now. So we're excited.
Here for the show. Life rips, baby.
Life rips.
We're here, Springfield, Missouri. Where's Lulu?
I'm here.
I got Lulu something, and not Denny.
What you got
Sorry.
Me?
I know you like pink. Me? And since we're in the home, and you said, come on.
This is all I wanted!
That's it. Bass Pro Shop. Denny, you get nothing. Sorry, dude. Didn't imagine you for that hat.
You like it?
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. I was literally just saying, all I wanted was a hat.
Yeah, we got it. She did say that, so yeah.
You see how you listen?
Yeah.
See? Kristen?
Kristen, I had nothing to do with that one.
I see somebody already made their...
You have a mouthful of evidence,
you do,
David.
You do.
You
somebody
have
already,
literally...
Somebody already made themselves at home. I'm not going to lie. I thought maybe it was one of you guys because you've been here a lot.
No.
And of course it was David, dude.
We wait for you.
Somebody got to eat him, man.
But as soon as I leave my room, I know David goes like this. I know that's what he does. I know that's what he does.
David, what you tucking for, dog?
Yeah, really. What the
guys,
fuck?
Can I just get a minute? Oh, jeez.
Well, don't do it in front of us.
Man, can a girl just get a minute?
I just want people to know Chris did give me some. He just ain't want to do it for the tail for the camera.
It's common. It was Amazon delivery. It got because of the snowstorm.
What snowstorm?
Where the origin of the place is. So, yeah,
where's the origin of the place?
Alaska.
And it's not prime.
No, it's a little bit wild. And we'll be gone. Shit, I should have thought about that.
What'd you get him? Can you say?
Yeah, I can. I got him actually a condor. It's a bird. Really expensive, actually. Real condor. They're
from Amazon.
Huge, yeah. They're huge.
This story starting to sound a little
believable.
I got you a condor, dude. A full grown condor.
That's way better than
do you know
that.
What a wingspan of a condor is? Let me check Siri. Wingspan of a condor? Dude, 8 feet. Oh shit.
He delivered.
I'm just kidding, I didn't get you a condor. Oh shit, dude!
Denny, he got
your gift got here.
Denny.
Denny, dude, we got it. The delivery came. Denny, your gift came. Amazon. I swear. When have I lied to you? Oh, dude, you like it? Do you like it?
This is a strawberry.
Yeah, so that came from Amazon.
This how they wrapped it?
In the Amazon box, yeah. And then I took it out and then that's how they place wrapped it. It's great. Enjoy it, dude. It's a keychain. Put it up with your keys. In your pocket.
Where's the box for it?
Are you gonna eat that?
We recycle.
Wait, what'd you say?
Ha ha, stupid.
Are you gonna eat it? Cause I'll eat it if you're gonna eat it. It's very healthy.
Oh wow.
Springfield. Keeping it real.
Ooh.
Hey. Alright, switch sides.
Ooh.
Switch sides!
Ooh.
Switch sides! Let's get it!
Oh my god.
Please tell me you recorded that.
I got all of that. Oh my god. Did you do that on purpose?
I was just dancing and I heard something. What happened? You guys broke the water?
Oh, you just came back over here? You wasn't here this time?
No, I just heard the vibe and then I heard this loud crash.
And here we go for Springfield, Illinois. Or sorry, where the fuck is it? Springfield, Illinois is the one on the Simpsons? Whatever, dude. There's too many fucking Springfield, Illinois, to be brutally honest with you guys. But this one is the best one! I tricked them, dude. So give it up for the very funny and talented and handsome to boot, Danny Love! Let him hear it, Danny Love! Show him love! Dude, if Lulu didn't say the thing about the Simpsons today, I wouldn't have done that. It's Lulu's fault. It's your fault because you said the thing about the Simpsons earlier on today, and I said Springfield, Illinois, and I fucking ruined the show, dude.
You didn't ruin it.
All right.
It was funny. People laughed. You got to laugh when you was on stage.
I turned it into
a freaking talent.
One moment. Yes, dude, I'm talented.
You did that without even showing your face, bro.
That's true.
Come on.
All right, dude. Okay, cool.
You're welcome.
All right, you can keep the hat.
Thank you.
Okay. What's he doing, David?
I'm doing affirmations, man.
Affirmation.
I'm buffed. Oh, that's a bad life.
I'm gonna find a better affirmation, you know?
It's okay. You thought that life was gonna be okay.
I'm grateful.
And it wasn't. It wasn't your fault, dude. You're buffed. I'm buffed.
Right. I'm thankful for what I have. I'm grateful. I'm lucky to have a good team. I love my family.
What are you doing?
I'm going through my own affirmations. Yeah. Really grateful to be here. I'm glad I have such good friends around me. Sorry, no, go ahead.
I'm good enough. I'm good enough.
Dude, you are kind of buff, though. Really? Ever since we've been working out.
Dude, honestly, you just got that shirt. Don't rip it today, man.
I don't want to. Oh, no. That's why I have to keep buying new shirts.
Yeah. Please, man.
I just get angry, and you know, I get bigger. I get angry, I get big.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get too big. I mean,
I'm like Bane. Like when he was doing this. Dang. Yeah, dude. Springfield, Illinois. Nope, Springfield.
Missouri.
Missouri. My favorite Springfield.
Cause you know that we winning, we with it, we going, we flowing again. I might just go buy a Benz, I might just blow my Benz. Whoa, I did it all for the feeling. Alive, but I'm making a killing. I'm gonna break every ceiling, cause I need a million. But I don't need your money, you can pay me in respect.
Thank you
That was one of the better ones, the Springfield. It reminded me of last night. It was good, but I just taking 10 days off is like, it's harder for me to get locked in, and I was locked in from the beginning in this one. That crowd was really great, dude. And they're close to St. Louis, and I have some stuff about St. Louis, so they were loving that shit. Hell yeah, Springfield. We'll be back, baby.
All right, we're going to
all these amazing pictures up. Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Thank you, crying.
Good, 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 good.
I peed myself a little. I don't know if that's too much information.
I love it. I love when dudes piss themselves.
That means the world to me. Hey, thank you
so much. Thank you so much. You made our whole year.
Good, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you guys.
I'm going to wear this at the Brian Callen show.
Yeah,
of course.
We do. You wear my merch to other comedians.
For his sweet tartartness.
Where are you going to see Brian?
Here.
Oh, he's gonna be here?
He's gonna be at the Blue Room.
I know he's not gonna be here.
Yeah, that's
a little big for him, but.
I think there's a little bar somewhere.
Yeah,
look
dude.
Who it is. Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go. Let's go. We're back.
You have a good time?
Yeah, look, we did. And we even brought you guys a gift to threaten Sam with. I stole this from the restaurant.
No.
I did.
That's so gross. Just,
yeah, it had food in it when he took it.
This is what they made your food
in. We're watching you, bro.
We brought it to the show.
We got to Springfield. We is really something else.
Hey, this is us all day.
Ready, one. The fact that they even let you in with this.
It was like Def Con 7. They're like, why do you have that? I was like, I'm a cook.
Wow.
You said.
Of course.
You guys
thank
killed
you.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank
you. You want to sign this frying pan?
Yeah. It's only right.
Wow.
This is legit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Sam, you should sign it too, though.
Yeah, I got to sign the frying pan.
You got to sign it too.
Okay, I'm signing the frying pan.
You got to sign it.
Wait, Chris, what's happening?
Figured out how to look at YouTube on my flip phone.
Wait, keep it. So we're just gonna watch that now.
Dude, they really got the docs finally figured them out, didn't they? Because they look real bad with the. They don't look so bad anymore.
Oh, that is true. I agree with me.
How they were bad? They don't look so bad anymore.
I do agree with me.
Anyway, dude,
I talk about the hard-hitting issues.
He's watching his podcast on his flip phone.
I think you could probably solve a lot of problems if I put you in a room without your cell phone.
First of all, no phone, Chris. My favorite stand-up comedian.
Still young spits, but you call me young boss. Eating real good, so a man's gon' floss. Got my way up in my view real posh. You a frisbee man, so that mean you get tossed. Got a new clip, still yo in the back. Numbers ran up, had to spit it with the chaps. Realest in the city, and my record, a fact that your man's only chat when he do it in the raps. Like, spot go lost and don't really care.